with the Riviera's California Sun. It's 7 o'clock at WRJN. The average person spends almost six and a half months out of every year on some kind of diet. That adds up to 32 years of your life on a diet. Overall, 3 out of 4 adults are unhappy with their weight. Although, get this, 4% are unhappy because they need to gain more weight. Not me.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Palestinians mourning the loss of loved ones killed in what medics say were Israeli airstrikes in southern Gaza's Khan Yunis. It comes as Iran is expected to launch an attack on Israel in retaliation for the assassination of a top Hamas leader. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Iran is rejecting calls from Western governments to stand down. It insists Israel is behind the killing of Ismail Haniyeh and has vowed to avenge his death. In a statement yesterday, the U.S. and European allies urged Iran to de-escalate. Iran said the same countries have ignored Israel's crimes.
If he were still president, Donald Trump tells Elon Musk there would be no threat.
Iran would not be attacking, believe me. You know, when I was there, and I say it with respect because I think we would have been good with Iran. I don't want to do anything bad to Iran, but they knew not to mess around.
The live stream on X was delayed for 40 minutes by a technical glitch Musk blamed on a hack. He offered no proof. Tropical storm Ernesto expected to close in on the British Virgin Islands later today. Philippe Papin is a specialist at the National Hurricane Center.
The island of Puerto Rico is currently under a tropical storm warning, so they are also anticipating to get tropical storm force winds, some heavy rainfall. We also have some potential for some storm surge amounts of between 1 to 3 feet, especially for the eastern portion of the island of Puerto Rico.
New study projects a 93% increase in cancer deaths among men worldwide by 2050. The good news, the American Cancer Society's Dr. William Dayhut.
Yeah, about 40% or so of cancers are preventable. And men are much greater users of tobacco, alcohol, tend to have greater occupational exposures and also high rates of obesity.
Home Depot says customers are hitting the brakes on home improvement projects because they're uncertain over the economy and high interest rates. While the company reports higher than expected quarterly profits, it's warning of weaker sales in the back half of the year. A new survey finds a lot of car buyers are shocked to find out how much it costs to keep them. The most expensive state for owners, according to Bankrate's Shannon Martin.
In general, Georgia kind of topped the list over all of the categories. It has a higher cost of maintenance and repair. The cost of car insurance is on the higher end. Folks drive a little bit more there.
Next on the list are Indiana and Louisiana. S&P futures are up 3. Dow futures down 126. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tax feedback was part of a Racine County Board meeting last night. Supervisors and the community discussed the possibility of introducing a 0.5% sales tax, which could potentially raise $20 million a year for county services. Despite the potential benefits, some people at the meeting voiced concern about the additional expense during these challenging economic times. There will be more public discussions about the matter. Voting is going on today in Racine and Kenosha and across the state for the partisan primary election. Polling places will be open until 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring your ID. You can check your registration status, your polling location, and see your sample ballot at myvote.wi.gov. We'll have election coverage tonight starting at 8 on our sister station 540 WAUK and on the Civic Media app. In a move to enhance services, Kenosha County has split its Human Services Department into 2 distinct divisions. County Executive Samantha Kirkman has appointed Heather Vanoss as Director of Aging and Disability Services and Carrie Foss as Director of Behavioral Health. The reorganization is said to improve focus on specific community needs without impacting the county's spending. And the groundhog is dead. Sunday, police in Racine were called after a man was bit by a groundhog near State Street, and he attempted to hang on to it. As rescue teams waited to help that man bit, a bystander came along and got the groundhog into a suitcase, apparently in an attempt to get it tested. Yesterday, reports came in that the groundhog escaped captivity, ran off, and was hit by a car. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the series between L.A. and Milwaukee tonight at AmFam Field. The Crew losing game one last night, 5-2. The Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani with a home run that traveled 424 feet. And Mookie Betts, back in his first game since breaking his left hand, had a two-run homer with three RBI. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, two of the best players in the game hit a home run. I thought Freddie Peralta was fantastic, but the four runs came on two infield hits and two home runs. And again, granted, another great player got the hit, but we had our opportunity, you know, to do that.
College football, the Badgers competition at quarterback continues. Tyler Van Dyke versus Braden Locke. Head coach Luke Fickell says it's a good problem to have.
As everybody wants to ask about the quarterback position and who's number one and who's number two, where I feel as good as anything is we've got two really good, really capable quarterbacks.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Late tomorrow night through Thursday, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I don't know why, but I find it a lot easier to hate a stranger than to love a stranger. I know that sounds weird to say, but I'll be in line at like CVS or something, and I'll just be behind some guy, and I'll be like, I hate this guy. I haven't even seen the front of him. I'm like, nah, I've seen enough. I hate him. What is that? What's my problem? I don't know what that is about human nature. If there's one thing I would say about everybody, there's a selfishness, I think, to human beings that we just all sort of have. It's just built in there. The fact that community service is a punishment in our society, it's a pretty good sign, you know? Be like, just under prison, you get community service. How bad that you have to help the community. What did you do? For 30 hours in the next calendar year, you have to help the community? Wow. Glad I'm not you. I bet you learned your lesson, man.
It's 7:07 here, WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. It's all happening at the zoo. Beth Heidorn, executive director of the zoo, is here. And right there on Main Street, you have a construction of your own down there.
Oh, I don't have the construction, but it's all around me.
I went down Augusta Street the other day. It was like I could have been in the Olympics going down the ski slalom, yeah. Going around the orange barrels.
It's a little crazy up there.
I don't know. Those people live on that street. Wow, what a mess. And I know when they get all done, it's going to be nice and fixed. And, I mean, Highway 20 is a mess, too. But right around you guys, they're closing down streets, put barriers up. Nobody in, nobody out. You're locked in. Wow. How are things at the zoo?
Good. Busy. It's high season for us. So
animals
lots
happy?
Going on. Animals are happy.
All right.
You were just there the other night for the band concert.
The final one of the season.
Yep, the final one for the season, right?
You know, I was... there were a lot of, I know my wife's sitting next to me with no bugs on her. I'm sitting there, they're swarming around me and they're on my shirt and everything. But the, we used to call them darning needles, but the dragonflies were out.
I saw those the other morning. They're all over the place.
And they were eating all the bugs in the air, except the ones that were by me. They didn't bother with those. They let those go. But man, it was really something out there. So we had every Sunday from the, right before the 4th of July through this past Sunday, perfect weather.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a crapshoot when you do outdoor events.
It was good weather for those
concerts.
Yeah, it
was very nice. We had a good time. Now, you do have this Animal Crackers over. You got one?
Yeah, no, we've got one more on the 21st. Excited about that. Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco experience. So it's going to be really fun.
I brought the wrong sheet with me. I can't believe that. Luckily, I have your stuff on here.
Excellent.
I I copied your sheet last night. This is for another radio station I work at. I can't believe I brought the wrong sheet. That's what happens. You do things at 4:30 in the morning.
I think so.
Oh, man. Let me just get your sheet up here with all this information. Let me ask you something.
Yes, sir.
The San Diego Zoo got the giant pandas.
They did. They got them back.
How does that happen? How do they get the giant pandas at that zoo?
Well, first of all, several years ago, the Chinese government took all the pandas back that were in the United
States. What do you mean they took them back? How do
they own them?
How do they find that? China's got every giant panda in the world?
They do, because they're only found there. So they own them all. So they took them all back several years ago. And through diplomatic changes, they were able to secure them back. And San Diego just got them a couple weeks ago. They think they had their grand opening just last week. So very exciting. Yeah, that I've got a lot of friends that work there. So it was a busy week for them.
They're eating their bamboo.
They are. Yep.
They are amazing to see. Now, are they vicious animals, or are they like grizzly bears, or?
No, not really, but any animal can,
they're not cuddly like a stuffed panda bear, no.
Yeah, no, they're, but they're wonderful, and they got a male and female, so hopefully they will have some making of more of their same kind.
Well, who gets those?
That would be the Chinese government, usually, as they own them. They own them all.
Can't we just hide the little baby?
No, you cannot do that.
It didn't work out, and all of a sudden, whoops, we found a panda.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I don't know how they own every panda in the world. I don't know how that happens.
Because they're from China.
But they can't breed elsewhere in the world. I guess they're their pandas. So,
they're their pandas, yep.
Are there any left in the wild we can
buy? They are. They're all from, they're in the wild in China. But they own them all, so you can't.
Nothing
so
in Yellowstone or Yosemite?
No,
they're not roaming around out
not
there? Nothing in northern Wisconsin? No, we haven't seen
it. Nice try, though. Nice try.
They are adorable to watch.
They are beautiful animals.
Especially when they're sitting there on their back eating that bamboo, whatever they do. Wow. So there's no chance we can get the pandas. We have to be specially trained to deal with them, I guess, right?
Well, you do, and it's costs money, too. So it's not cheap to have giant pandas at your location. So
what do they eat besides bamboo? Is that it?
Just bamboo. Yep. They've got lots of bamboo.
Water and bamboo.
Mm-hmm. Mm. San Diego grows it specifically for them, too.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How long do they live, you know?
I don't know what their lifespan is. Probably in their 20s.
Oh, that's sad.
It's, well, that's could be 80 for us, you know?
No, don't be the dog's life.
You know what I mean? But it is. Yeah.
I got my thing back up here. Animal Crackers, final concert Wednesday, August 21st.
Yeah.
Wow. It's the end of the season. You know, I always hate when it's the end of something in the summer because fall's going to start.
I know, but we've got cool stuff that's happening in the fall, too. But you know what? I agree with you. I don't like the end of summer.
I used to hate it when I went down to May's department store where I grew up, and they did this at like the end of July. Back to school sale. Back to school.
That's every.
It doesn't start until September. You're wrecking my summer. What are you doing? I'm going to pick at your store. Get that sign down.
Yeah.
They do it here, too. Back to school. Now, I don't care now.
Right.
Let them go back to school. They should learn something. Okay, so we have Animal Crackers winding up. How was it, a good season?
Oh, it's been a great season. We've had phenomenal weather. We've had great guests. It's really super
great crowds out for that thing.
We've had huge crowds. Yeah,
it's more busy than a tailgate party.
Yeah, it's been great. We've got a bunch of parties that are happening next Wednesday as well. So it's going to be a really big crowd, and that's where we sell special season tickets. But you got to be there in person. We always do a discount. Talking about 25
season tickets for Animal Crackers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know who's going to be there.
I have one. Vincent and Gala will be there at the second concert on the 23rd.
Look at you,
book
a year in advance.
Yes, we do. I'll have another one by the 21st.
Wow. Okay. It's hard to believe that the Racine Concert Band's been there 100, well, not at that location, but been around for 102.
102. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 102. I saw pictures of Dale Eich, who was the conductor one time, put together a book. And I'm looking at these pictures, and I said, wow. And first of all, they're on these woolen uniforms in the middle of the summer, which kind of makes me sweat. But to know the 100, how many generations have been through that band? And now you see some of these people that have been there a long time in the band.
It'd be interesting to see the like how many from the same family that have played in the band. That would be kind of fun.
I'm learning piano. My wife decided to teach me the piano. I'm taking piano lessons. I know two songs. I'm working on a third. And I said, if you can get a grand piano on stage here, a baby grand piano on stage, I will play Where Is Love from Oliver. I will play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And I will play the theme from Jaws.
There you There you go.
It's only two notes. Dun, 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 dun. I can do that. Okay, so music at the zoo. Now, that's something different than Animal Crackers.
Yeah, we had just been asked so many times to add some more music in the summer, which we did. So that series ends tomorrow, Wednesday, the 14th, with Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers. So the gates open at 5:30. Concert starts at 7. And that is the last of that series as we talk about finality for summer.
Oh, man, you're depressing me.
I'm sorry.
We always took our family vacations in the first 2 weeks of August. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting back, and I was so sad that summer's over because we were gone for 2 weeks back in the 60s. And you didn't know if your house was going to be there because no cell phones or anything. You couldn't communicate with anybody. And the neighbors didn't care if your house was there or not, as long as theirs was fine. And it was a very sad in August for me. It was always a sad month. Everything's ending for the summer. People are getting ready for fall. The zoo's doing their final concerts. The animals are getting ready to hibernate. We had a funny bit here about the zoo. One of the comedians, he said, we waited. We went out to the zoo, brought all the family out there. We get to the lion cage. My kid was talking, I want to see the lion. And the lion was sleeping. And I got the zoo director, can you poke him with a stick or something to get him up so he can walk around? It wasn't at your zoo.
That's good, because I would have had to say no to that.
Poke him with a stick, wake him up.
Right, no to that.
All right. I'll talk about you for a second here, because I heard yesterday, you used to work at, was it Jungle Land or?
Jungle Island.
Jungle mm-hmm. Island in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And was
before I came here.
Now, Parrotland was part of that, or?
It was prior to, was before they moved and changed their name.
Because I remember looking at the AAA book, because I was going to make a trip to Florida. First time on my own. I went with my parents, but it was going to be the first time on my own. And we were looking at this ad in the AAA book for Parrotland.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying, oh, they look so cute. Let's go out and see all the parrots here at Parrotland. You said some of them are probably still there from the 60s.
They probably are.
How long do they live?
Oh, they can live 80, 90, 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So when you get a parrot, you have to be very committed. And then you have to be able to say where they're going to go when your demise happens.
Well, you know, and that's funny. I've had dogs for 60 plus years of my life. I've always had dogs. And my last beagle passed away. He was 13 or 14 years old just last year or the year before. And people say, you can get another dog? I said, no, because I'm afraid the dog will outlive me. Then what do I do? Yeah, I can put the dog, give the dog to somebody, but the dog would know me and feel very out of place with somebody else. And I said, I don't want to do that to the dog. I don't know when I'm going. I could, you know, I can live another 20 years. I don't know. Do the animals think of you as Auntie Beth? Auntie Beth is here, everybody.
Some of them recognize my voice.
Do they really have an attachment to you people over there?
Yes, of course.
I didn't know. I don't know how wild animals react.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They all know who's coming, and they know when the vet comes, and they're like, eh. So, but they
all
do.
All animals
they know,
do that when the vet
yeah,
comes.
Yeah, they all know their animal care people.
Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo is here. We got a lot more events coming up at the zoo to talk about. There was something else I wanted to ask you. If I don't write it down, I forget. Stay by. We'll get to it. I'll remember it in a second. I'll smack my head and it'll come back. 718 WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to
travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. A lot going on there. We didn't talk about the animals there for a moment. How many different kinds do you have there?
We have 77 species and about a little over 300 individual animals.
Is it dangerous to take care of them? Because, you know, these are not family pets. These are animals that it's not in their nature to be snuggly.
Well, we don't consider it dangerous. We consider it a privilege to be able to take care of all the animals that we have in our care.
How do you get these animals? Because, you know, you can't go to a pet store and get a lion or a giraffe.
Many were born in human care, and it's not like we plucked them out of the wild and brought them here. So
somebody did.
All, well, not necessarily
their ancestors.
Well, years and years and years ago, and just, you know, people are the same thing. I mean, I didn't just was born here. My family came over from, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but most of ours are coming from other accredited zoos or aquariums. Mm-hmm. And there's loans. There's SSP, which is Species Survival Plan. There are people that are in charge of every species of animal around. And they determine genetic-wise and who's going to breed with who and, you know, what animals are going to go at which locations. So, you know, if we lose an animal, then we talk to the SSP and say, well, we'd really like to have that species back. And then they figure it out and help us get along, or sometimes they need our animals to go to another zoo to help make more of their own kind. So it all depends on what's going on.
I remember every time the Milwaukee Zoo lost a gorilla, they lost one, and it was like the whole community was in mourning because for generations, everybody remembers this gorilla, and the gorilla was very friendly, came up to the glass and, you know, held the hand up, you can touch the glass. And when the gorilla died, and animals died like people, the whole city was in mourning.
And we have the same thing here. We're such a community zoo. When we lose things, people are just so supportive. I mean, they've seen them for a while. Their kids or their grandkids have seen them. So it's tough, man. It is.
Worse for you because you see them every day.
We see them every day, yeah. It's sad.
Do you name them?
They all have names.
Oh, no. That makes it even worse when they're named. See, I told people, they said, you should live on a farm for a while. I could never live on a farm. I'd be a vegetarian. There's no way I can, you know, especially if you name the pet animals and you got to, you know, what are we having for dinner tonight? And oh, I couldn't do it. I'd be a vegetarian.
Right.
I would never survive in the wild because I couldn't kill an animal and eat it. Now, people say, if you were hungry enough. No, I couldn't. It's not in my nature to want to do it.
Right.
Because
well,
I
you
just,
know yourself. There you go.
I just wouldn't. I couldn't do it. I grew up with. If I told you all the animals I've had, my dad raised pigeons. He started in Brooklyn when he was 8 years old, raising pigeons on a rooftop of his other apartment building in Surf Avenue in Brooklyn. And when he went to war as a teenager, he went 17, went to World War II. He had somebody take care of them. So when he got out of the war, the pigeons were still there. And then when he married my mother, they eventually moved out to Long Island where he built a pigeon coop. But I mean a pigeon coop with baseboard heating, airflow going through it. My mother said, I'm ready to move in this pigeon coop. It's very nice. I should show you pictures of it someday. And at one time he had about 200 pigeons. They were homing pigeons. He let them out at night. When he came home, they fly around. I remember in the winter when it was got really cold and the heating couldn't keep up with it, he brought the babies in the house. And before I went to school, I had to feed them. You put oatmeal in your mouth and you put, they had huge beaks, these pigeons, and you put their beak in your mouth and they just eat the food out of your mouth because you can't feed them with a spoon. They won't eat it. And kind of force feed them by pushing the food into their mouth. And I had to do that when I left for school in the morning. When I came home from school and at night, my father did it. My mother wouldn't do it. I don't blame her. I wouldn't do it today. But back then it was, you know, and we used to keep them in the room where the oil burner was because it was nice and warm. And eventually they'd start to get their feathers and we put them back out in there. And my father had to, when they got sick and there was no cure for them, he used to take them and have to take them. And I said, do you feel bad? He says, I feel awful, but what are you going to do? This pigeon's hurting. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit there and watch him, you know, die slowly. I couldn't do that. That's why I can't, you know, even putting dogs to sleep. I mean, it broke my heart every time. I got all my dogs sitting on my shelf with their urns. But, yeah, I mean, just to do that. So I don't know how you deal with that at the zoo.
Well, you would deal with it like you're
you got to be humane about it. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, just like like your dog would tell you, kind of like, I'm done, Dad. You know?
Oh, no, I'm going to start crying.
I'm sorry. But, you know, it's the same type of thing sometimes.
Yeah. I had turtles. I had parakeets, I had cockatiels, I had hamsters, I had, I'm trying to remember whatever, oh, we had, I said turtles, there was one other thing we had too, cats, dogs, I mean, there was like a mini zoo in our house, and you had to keep the turtles, the hamsters away from the cats and the dogs, and don't forget to shut that door before you leave, because the cat's waiting. And the cat's waiting for one slip up, and that's it. Let's talk about some of the events coming on.
Okay.
I'm ready to cry here.
I'm sorry.
I feel bad. Not your fault. And I'm an old mush. Got a car coming up, a car show coming up, and a bike show, too.
We do. So Sunday the 18th, it's from 10 to 5. So it is our 28th annual car, truck, and bike show. There'll be over 300 vehicles on property, and it is a $5 admission day. So two and younger is always free at the zoo, but ages three and older, doesn't matter how old you are, you can get in for $5 that day to see the really cool cars. I mean, it's just phenomenal when you see that. And so what I like about that day is it's really generational. So people will bring in their kids and they get to talk to all the people that own the cars and the trucks and the bikes and hang out. And there's awards at 4 o'clock. There's over 75 awards going on. And, you know, we've got an outside grill for people. We'll have a DJ that day. It's just really going to be a fun day. About 1,800 to 2,000 people show up for a car show.
And that's
Sunday the 18th. 10 to 5.
Oh, that's coming up
28th
soon.
Annual. Yeah, it's this coming Sunday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Always the third Sunday of August.
I know, but August 18th.
And I'm
hearing September, October, November, December. Oh, wow.
The year is moving quickly this year.
It is. That's so depressing. Beth Hydorn, is that going to ask you something on the other side of the news here? You have the Monkey Mountain there with all the...
We call it Tur Mountain, but yes.
I want to know and save this answer. How do you get the animals in at night? Say, you know, what do you blow a whistle and they all go inside, or they stay out all night long? Don't answer. We're going to find out. That's called a tease. We're going to wait for the answer coming up in a moment. It's 729 WRJN. Looking for a sunny day today with a high near 80. Clear tonight. Lows around 62. Sunshine tomorrow. Highs near 79. 66 and sunny right now at Radio Park. Don't forget, we got the Brewers playing baseball tonight. Game time 7:10 right here at WRJN. Home also of your Green Bay Packer games. I think we got a game coming up Sunday night right here at WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's information out about people that have already voted. About 22,000 people in Racine and Kenosha counties combined requested absentee ballots for today's partisan primary. Of those 22,000, about 17,000 have been returned as of yesterday. In Racine, more than 3,000 people voted in-person absentee, with that number about 2,000 in Kenosha County. Polls are open until 8. You can check your ballot and find your polling place at myvote.wi.gov. Felony charges have been filed for that attack outside the Racine Library last week. Duncan Bell is accused of using a machete-like knife to cut another man's neck during an argument, leading to felony charges of first-degree recklessly endangering safety and aggravated battery. The victim needed to get stitched up at the hospital. Bell is being held on a $10,000 cash bond with a court appearance scheduled for tomorrow. A plea deal has been reached for the former head of mental health services for Racine County. Brittany Perez was accused of smuggling drugs into the county jail and at this point had entered a not guilty plea. She appeared in court this week. Razors, drugs, and cell phones were allegedly found by authorities during a search at the Racine County Jail in November. Investigators allege there was also a romantic relationship between Perez and an inmate. And the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair set a new attendance record. This year saw 1.1 million visitors, the highest since the pandemic. This year's numbers exceeded the previous record from 2019. CEO Sherry Black highlighted that this is the third straight year with over a million attendees, supported by a week of mostly pleasant weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Farm Rescue, a nonprofit organization that provides free planting, haying, harvesting, commodity hauling, and livestock feeding assistance to farm families who have experienced a major illness, injury, or natural disaster, has officially added Wisconsin to its growing list of service states. I'll have that story right after this.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production,
so they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Dan Erdman, marketing program manager at Farm Rescue, shares more.
Yeah, so the plan now right now is to have our full list of services as of 2025. So it's, as you mentioned, it's planting. We can make hay. We have a hay baler and tractors to do that. We do some commodity hauling, livestock feeding assistance, and then, of course, the harvest assistance. So it's always just been about trying to fill a need wherever there is a need in agriculture. And so our list of services has grown as we've grown throughout the country here. And so, yeah, the plan is to have kind of the full list of services available as of 2025 to everyone in Wisconsin.
That's Dan Erdman along with us. He's the marketing program manager at Farm Rescue. I'll have more agriculture news right after this.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Midwestern dairy businesses can prepare now to apply for a total of up to $4 million across two direct-to-business grant programs offered by the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance. These open on August 19th. The Dairy Business Builder and Dairy Industry Impact Grant programs are administered by DBIA, a partnership between Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association and the Center for Dairy Research. Applicants may apply to both grant programs and are eligible to receive awards of up to $100,000 from each offering. You can learn more as well as find other agribusiness news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter as we deliver 5 agriculture news stories to your inbox every single day, 365 days a year. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
And guess what? I almost forgot. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
The rest of the story. Henry and Simon ought to have been friends. Simon married Henry's sister, after all. But their personalities clashed, and so did their ideals. Henry, the 13th century England's King Henry III, and Simon de Montfort, the Earl of Leicester, began their relationship amicably enough as king and counselor, then as relatives by marriage. But then, Henry made Simon governor of English-ruled Gascony to restore order there. While Simon succeeded in re-civilizing the region, he made so many enemies in the process that the king was compelled to humiliate him publicly, so Simon neither forgave nor forgot. And thus began one of the most infamous family feuds. Remember this, an infamous family feud. One of the oldest in English history, the Battle of the Brothers-in-Law. And this is the rest of the story. Governor Simon grew increasingly critical of King Henry, his incompetence, his extravagance. Soon he organized sort of an opposition party to the monarchy, a group of similarly disenchanted English barons. Together they forced upon King Henry, in the year 1258, a revolutionary constitution known as the Provisions of Oxford, a political ancestor of England's present-day parliament, in which governmental authority was transferred to a baronial committee, and King Henry acquiesced, acceded to Governor Simon's reforms for a while. But after a few years passed, the king managed to muster enough support to challenge the barons, and thus did the Battle of the Brothers-in-Law explode into bloody baronial wars. Governor Simon's army won the first round, capturing King Henry, holding him under guard. For an entire year, Simon governed England as leader of the new parliament, supporters said, by military dictatorship, contended those loyal to the crown. In any case, Henry's son Edward eventually managed to escape, mobilized an army of loyalists against Simon, and victorious killed him. But there's a gruesome epilogue to this story of the vindictive king and the renegade governor. For following Simon's defeat and demise at Evesham, his enemies dismembered his corpse and sent him, it is said, on one final disjointed tour of England as a warning to all the people of what happens to Democrats. But you know something? That old score between Henry and Simon has been settled. Last month, November 1992, it was settled. When a present-day descendant of Simon vanquished a present-day descendant of Henry. It was a different kind of battlefield, no real blood this time, but the defeat hurt just as much. When out of the mists of time, a blood-related champion of Simon de Montfort, the Earl of Leicester, rode into battle against a blood-related defender of the honor of King Henry III, the kinsman of the Democrat and the demagogue, the outsider governor and the sitting king. And this time, the outsider emerged triumphant. For the 20th century national leader, descended from King Henry, is George Bush. Now, don't get ahead of me, but you're correct. The right now victorious governor descended from the 13th century governor Simon is Bill Clinton. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You could be one of 4 category exclusive sponsors of Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Late tomorrow night through Thursday, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I did quit smoking. That's a good little health move there. Thank you. No. Thank you. I gotta be honest, I did not want to quit. I love smoking, but I saw a reason to quit. If you're a woman and you want to see a reason to quit smoking, just go to Las Vegas, go to any casino, go directly to the nickel slot machine area, and stand next to one of them 900-year-old ladies that's still smoking, and wait to hear them talk.
I just did one more wrong. Service is appalling. If I was an alcoholic, I'd come here to quit drinking.
Oh, not very attractive.
We're talking with Beth Heidorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo. Let's get a little bit of background on you. We were just talking briefly that, yeah, we want to know about the people. You know, like Henry Perez was in yesterday, our alderman. I didn't want to talk about the city potholes. I want to find out about who is in charge of his district. And I was fascinated for a full hour talking to Henry, finding about his life, things the average person probably doesn't know about him, how he came in from Cuba. His mother, with not a penny in her pocket, grabbed her little infant son, Henry, and took him to the United States. He was a police officer, school teacher, minister. I mean, you don't know about people. So now we're going to find out about you. You said in one way, shape, or form, animals have always been part of your life, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, my mom said I grew up in a zoo, so I should probably work in one.
I think everybody's mother said that.
I think every mother would have said that, yes. So, yeah, I've been in zoos and aquariums since 83, since I got out of college. And
what did you major in?
I majored in biology.
Okay.
At St. Olaf College in Northfield, Minnesota. So,
wow.
Got to like that.
What was your first job in?
Well, I interned at Como Zoo. For the director at
Where's
the
that?
Time. That's in St. Paul, Minnesota. And then I interned at the Minnesota Zoo and started at that zoo as an employee when it was 5 years old. So I grew up at that zoo, and I was there about 15 years before I went out to Long Beach, California to help open an aquarium, Long Beach Aquarium of the Pacific. And I was their seventh employee there and had a big dirt hole in the ground when I started and helped build a beautiful $117 million aquarium. And that was a fabulous job. I love that. I don't know if I'd ever start from square one again, but that was a really great time in my life. And then I went from there to LA Zoo to Dolphin Quest, where we had interactive dolphin facilities around the world.
Is that one of those zoos where the aquariums, where they can swim above you? Do you ever see those?
Mm-hmm.
Those are fascinating.
Yeah.
They actually, you can look up and they're right above mm-hmm. you.
Yep.
What a beautiful way to see. It's like you're underwater with
yep.
them.
Yeah, most aquariums have those types of things now. Yeah. So
I'm sorry for interrupting.
Cool. Oh, no, don't. You can interrupt.
No, go ahead.
And then Dolphin Quest, and from there to San Diego Zoo Global, or I was up at the Safari Park.
So
and
you
then,
did work at the San Diego Zoo.
I did.
This is the big, Johnny Carson always had Joan Emery.
Mm-hmm.
Embry. From the San Diego Zoo, was always on with some animal that was nibbling on Johnny's ear. But it was always the San Diego Zoo, not the Los Angeles Zoo.
Right.
Is San Diego bigger? San Diego Zoo bigger?
Size-wise, it is probably comparable, but San Diego Zoo Global also has the Safari Park, or Wild Animal Park, was what it was called in the day. And so that was, they have two. It's Global, and then they've got two locations, the zoo and the Safari Park, which is up in El Cajon. So
where'd you go from San Diego?
I went to Miami, to Jungle Island, and then Jungle Island to here.
It's like the radio career, always jumping around America. That's that's radio. And we always go from radio station to radio station all over the country. I guess it's the same with you. You have to go from zoo to zoo to zoo to zoo.
It depends on what you want to do. Some people stay in their same place for 45 years. I just had really cool opportunities I couldn't turn down, so I
so
said
you,
yes.
You came here from Miami?
Mm-hmm. I sure did.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's good. That's how you got sure here, and you love it here?
I love it here. I love it here. It's a great, small, but mighty little zoo.
Auntie Beth. Auntie Beth is here, everybody. Let's go. You mentioned the safari parks. In this country, they're pretty well, you know, set so people don't get hurt. I hear when you go to countries like Kenya and they go on these giant safaris, you hear news stories. People got stomped by an elephant. People got eaten by a... It could be rough out there on those safaris out in those places. Are they really? I know they're preserves and the country mm-hmm. takes care of the animals, but you're among wild animals out there.
Right. I don't know. I haven't been on any of those safaris. So
oh, really?
I don't know what to expect, but most safaris are going to be safe. It depends on, you know, you've got to use a reputable travel company, and there's lots of folks that do really, really great work over there.
All right, back here at home, we have Slumber Night coming up. Now, this sounds fun. Once you talk about it, then I'll tell you my experience.
Yeah, so Slumber Safari is our sleepover where the group will come at 5 o'clock on Friday the 23rd of August, and they will stay out. They'll do a bunch of activities. They'll hang out. They'll do tours, and then they sleep over, and then they will leave about 9 o'clock on the 24th. So it's just a fun opportunity. We have family groups that come. We have scout groups that come. It really kind of depends on the theme and what's happening, but it's a really good way to kind of end that summer. It's the 23rd of August, Friday, through the early morning of the 24th of August.
It's like camping out in your backyard when you were a kid, except with a lot of people.
It is. It is with a lot of people, and it's a great location. I mean, you're right on Lake Michigan, for gosh sake. So, and then the noises of animals that are ours and or just freeloaders or part of the free lunch program that make their way into the zoo. There's a few of those.
Really?
Oh gosh, yes.
What kind of animals make their way into the zoo?
Well, it depends on fox and mink.
Really?
We've had mink there before, yeah. They're coming up from the waterside and making their way to perhaps your backyard. I don't know. So, I mean,
wow.
Every backyard, every backyard has that.
I like that. I like the freeloaders come in. Yeah, I was telling Beth, we set up a nature camera in our backyard. It works in 10-second increments. It works on a motion thing. And we wanted to see who's roaming around our backyard in the middle of the night. You can't believe how many animals are in. And we have tall fences, so you can't just stroll in. You got to climb the fence to get in. And we've got possums back there, unidentifiable animals occasionally, a lot of cats get into our backyard. Mm. But the possums actually walk right up your steps to your door, then walk back down again. Who knew this stuff is going on while we're sleeping at night? But in the winter, you can see all the tracks, so you know they're...
Sure.
The freeloaders come in. What are there any food for the freeloaders when they get there?
Nope, but they'll try to figure out a way to find it.
They don't break into the. They can't get into the buildings, can
no,
they?
No, they cannot. They cannot.
You had a mink, huh?
A long time ago. Yep.
Did you say here comes a coat?
No. Oh my gosh.
Well, people, they used to have ads in the magazines when I was a kid. Start your own mink collection and make a coat. It's on Leave It to Beaver. They're going to raise minks. And they promised their mother the first coat. And I'm saying, no, don't do it. But, I couldn't do it. I can't even eat an animal if they had a name. So, so that's pretty neat. So the sleepover. And I only went camping once in my life at Bear Mountain when I was a kid. The fifth grade, the teacher took all the boys. No girls were allowed. Took all the boys up to Bear Mountain, which is the West Point Military Academy.
Okay.
Up in upstate New York. And we were camping at Bear Mountain. It was good. It was good. It rained at night, and we didn't have a tent. We just had a sleeping bag, so we were all soaked the next morning. But it was what it was. And that's the only time I ever went camping in my life. Maybe I'll go to the zoo.
I think you should.
Yeah, but is it scary? You hear? Now, when I used to walk my dog in the morning, I could hear the lion roaring because we used to walk on the lake from by North Beach. And you can hear that roar.
Right.
First thing in the morning.
It wakes you up.
It does wake you up, yes. All right. Slumber Safari, Friday, August 23rd through Saturday the 24th. Is it sold out yet or?
Nope. But you should get your reservation in pretty quick.
And they do that online at racinezoo.org/slumber-safari-0.
There you go.
All right. Is that an O or zero?
That's zero.
Zero. Okay. Whiskers and Whiskey coming up Saturday the 24th. Whiskey and Whiskers. All right,
yes.
What's that?
Yeah, well, it's a 5-course meal paired with 5 bourbons or whiskeys, depending upon. We've got J. Henry is our bourbon selection this year. They're our sponsor for that event. And then Red Onion will be doing our food selection.
Oh,
so,
good, yeah.
Yep, Corey over there is fabulous. So it's what we'd like to call edutainment. It's from 6 to 9 p.m.
Oh, I like that. Edutainment.
Edutainment.
Edutainment. That's pretty good. Did you make that up?
Entertainment. Well, no, it's been around the industry for a very, very long time. So
I guess I'm just
I did not
sleeping.
Coin the phrase, but I use the phrase.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And so our conservation education manager is going to be talking about whiskers and the importance of whiskers. And then we We do it where they talk first, and then someone talks about the bourbon or whiskey, and then Corey talks about the food. And we do that through five courses, and it's just a beautiful night. It's just wonderful. So people get to learn a bunch of stuff. People love bourbons and whiskeys around this area. And, of course, Red Onion does fabulous food, so yeah, it makes for a really nice event.
These are fun events you've got coming up here. The World Roar Wine Pour. That's one of those things. Say it three times fast. The World Roar Wine Pour coming up Wednesday, August 28th.
Yeah. So that takes our wine tasting. We kind of run out of days sometimes in the summer. So instead of doing a separate wine tasting and a separate beer tasting, we have combined them. Hence why it's called World Roar Wine Pour Wednesday. And it is from 6 to 8. It's like our happy hour, so it works out really great. We have got all the beer and the wine is listed online for that, so you can come and taste those. It's, again, it's just a really wonderful opportunity, and we're going to be up at the Land of the Giants for the one on the 28th.
What's Land of the Giants?
Land of the Giants is where our giraffe, our zebra, up by there. Mm-hmm. We try to move it around the zoo.
I looked this up once because somebody asked me, are the stripes black or are the stripes white?
And what was the answer that you got?
The zebra's black with white stripes.
Yeah, if it was shaved, it would be black.
Right.
Shave the animal.
That's what it was. Mm-hmm. They're not striped animals.
That is
correct. The skin isn't striped.
That is correct.
So they're black with white stripes. Mm-hmm. That's going to be weird to see a zebra black. Like watching a horse, I guess.
I don't really see that. Even when they come out as babies, they are black and white.
From their fur?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Hair. They're not fur, their hair. It's hair.
Okay. Do they do you have animals born there at the zoo, obviously?
Mm-hmm, we do. Yep.
A zebra was born there?
We did a couple of years ago.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's something. Now you get to keep the baby?
Nope. That went to another zoo to make more of its own kind.
Oh, man. You got to say goodbye to it, too. See, this I can never work there. I'd be crying all night long. I'd take him home with me in the middle of the night when you're not watching.
I would find you. I would find you.
And have me prosecuted. Okay, zoo debut on Saturday, September 7th. What is that?
Yeah, that is our annual Black Tie Gala. And zoo debut this year, the theme is Enchanted Forest. So it is, we already have well over 200, close to 300 people already coming. It's just a really nice time. It's our largest fundraiser. It's from 5 to 11 p.m. So we dress in Enchanted Forest chic or black tie, and it's just Danny's is doing our food.
Oh, Danny's Meats, yeah.
Yeah, they're such good people. It was just a wonderful menu last year, so we're kind of recreating that menu this year. It's an open bar. It is a silent auction. It's live auction, and there's dancing from 8 to 11, so it's 5 to 11 p.m., and it's just a really fun time to support the zoo, also while having a good time. And people can sign into our silent auction from across the country, which they do, so it's kind of fun. We'll have people from all 50 states that will buy things off of our silent auction. So it's just a great fundraiser for us.
Now, Halloween's coming up,
mm-hmm.
and I remember last year, because I get gas at the Citgo station right mm-hmm. across the street, and I remember them putting up the big pumpkin sign out mm-hmm. front. That was during the daytime. It wasn't lit up yet. But when it is lit up, wow.
Yep. Jack-o'-lantern night starts on Thursday, September 26th. So it's Thursdays through Sundays from 6 to 10. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like companies, businesses could rent us out for their employees as like a party or something.
Is it the whole zoo?
It is from the front entrance to the southern half of the zoo, from the train station, that road.
Because I went there one year, I saw it.
Yeah, it's fabulous. We'll have over 24,000 people come in 24 nights, and it's going to be great. It's $10 for 3 years and older, and two and younger is always free at the zoo.
I remember when I went there, I had whatever money I had there. I gave the guy, and he's looking for change. I said, keep the change.
And we appreciate it.
Get a candy bar for the animals. What do I care? Get a Three Musketeers bar. The big one you did once was the Chinese lights.
Mm-hmm.
That had to be an expensive deal to put on. I hope you made the money back and then
we
some.
We did. We had some wonderful sponsors that helped us be able to support that for the community.
I never saw anything like that. And I told Beth, I got a separate album just for the Chinese lights because it was so enormous. I don't know. How long did it take to set something like that up?
It was
two months.
Mm-hmm.
2 months mm-hmm. to set it up. And it was everywhere in the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't at one particular part.
Yep.
You guys had the whole thing set up. I'm looking at my lights now here. My Chinese lights section. Where the heck is it here? Oh, here it is. Chinese lights. I just love those lights. Mm-hmm. It was a cold night, too, but it's Christmas time, so, right. You know, what do you expect? You know,
right.
This isn't Parrot Land or Jungle Island in Florida.
Florida, right.
How do the animals deal with the cold weather? I mean, because are they all cold weather animals or no?
Not all of them, but they all have back of house. So some animals won't go out in the winter. They just stay in their back of house area. So it kind of depends on the species we have. Like our Maasai giraffe would not go out in the wintertime. So they're back of house in their spaces. But our kangaroos, believe it or not, like to hang out in the snow. And they're from Australia. So, and you know, it's everyone is a little bit different.
I didn't know you had kangaroos
we
there.
We do in Walkabout Creek. For sure. We have kangaroos, emus.
Yep. Okay, that's interesting.
Yep.
Now, what about feeding these animals? Where do you find the food? Because they don't sell, you know, giraffe chow and kangaroo chow.
No, but there are places that do exotic foods that we get our food from. And some of it is, whether it's lettuce, it's regular lettuce. We don't get it from a grocery store. We get it so that it's coming strictly for our animals. We have a lot of vegetarians there. We have a lot of fruit eaters. But for our animals like our lions or tiger that are meat eaters, that comes from special meat specifically made for those animals from people that do wild animal nutrition.
And, you know, it's got to be expensive.
It is not cheap. It is not cheap.
But
that's for sure.
You have ways to get all the money.
Yeah, it's
to
all
feed
part of our annual budget that we got to take care of the animals and feed the animals. So we get very creative on which is why we do lots of events, because it helps us supplement the money we need for our food and our animals.
And they are great. I'm glad that people really go to these. Let's do a quick review. If people are just tuning in now at the beginning of the hour, we talked about the Music at the Zoo's final concert coming up Wednesday, August 14th.
Mm-hmm, with Betsy Aid and the Well-Known Strangers. That is tomorrow night. From gates open at 5:30. Concert starts at 7.
Can you buy tickets at the gate?
Yes, you can.
Okay, good. How about the Animal Crackers final concert?
Last one, Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience. Very excited about that. That is on August 21st. He played last year when we had the rain, and we decided to bring him back so he could really do it for everybody. And then that's also when we're going to sell discount season tickets for 2025. We're already planning 2025, sir.
I don't plan my life more than a week at a time, especially in radio. You never do that. So what about now? You can buy tickets for that night.
Yep, you can buy them now till noon on the 21st. Otherwise, you can buy them at the gate.
Oh, that's great. Got the 28th annual car, truck, and bike show coming up Sunday.
That's this Sunday, the 18th, from 10 to 5. We'll have over 300 vehicles, and awards are at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and the zoo closes at 5. It's a great opportunity to see really cool cars.
Here's the one that, you know, I'm not going to do it, but I'd love to do it. The Slumber Safari.
Slumber Safari coming on the 5 o'clock on the 23rd of August, which is a Friday night, all the way through 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, the 24th. Get a sleepover and hang out, and it's just wonderful. If you haven't slept over at a zoo before, you should, whether it's our zoo or somebody else's.
Do the freeloaders come in the middle of the night?
Some of them do, yes, sir.
She's talking about the animals don't belong at the zoo, who just come on in foraging for food, and wow, the freeloaders. Whiskers and Whiskey comes up Saturday, August 24th.
Yep, that is from 6 to 9. It's a 5-course meal paired with 5 bourbons or whiskeys. And this year it's J. Henry out of Dane County will be our bourbon sponsor. And Red Onion from right down here in Main Street will be doing our food.
I just want to say that she has no notes in front of her when she's talking. Beth is just off the top of her head. I got to have notes, papers everywhere around here. The World Roar Wine Pour Wednesday.
Yes, sir. That is on Wednesday, the 28th of August, from 6 to 8. We've got great beer from Eagle Brewing, and the wine, we just got the wine list, is now listed. You can buy tickets up to that. It's a great way to have a happy hour, and we just got new glasses, too, for our wine drinkers. So they get a commemorative glass.
The Zoo Debut, your black tie event.
Zoo Debut, black tie event. Enchanted Forest is the theme this year, and it's from 5 to 11. It's going to be so much fun. Danny's Catering is doing the food, and we've got a new band this year that's coming out of Milwaukee for us that we're very excited about having. And get your tickets now. It's really great. We've got over 300 people coming to the event already. silent auction, live auction. Great way to support the Racine Zoo. We are a nonprofit, so it's an accredited zoo. So
and also the big Halloween event.
Yep, Jack-O-Lantern Night starts September 26th through Sunday, November 3rd, 6 to 10. It's $10 to get in. Two and younger is always free. This is really going to be great. We're excited about
the summer's
this one.
Over.
I know. The pumpkins show up pretty soon, and we got to get them all put back in the ground. So
when we did the final zoo concert the other day, I always feel sad.
I always feel sad
at the end of those Racine concert band thing. See you next year. I really feel bad because the summer's over. My mother used to always say, I don't like it when the summer's over. Well, Mom, it's going to be back next year. Nothing you can do about it. Right. I've become my mother now.
Right. Summer's not over to me until end of October. But Labor Day weekend is really when, you know, we start to slow down a smidge.